Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Happy Halloween! Good evening. Great to be here with you on News Radio 92.3. Please be safe out there. Already starting to get a little bit dark. I know kids got the glow sticks going on and all that, and the flashlights. Kids running around having a good old time, going get the candy. The kids get so hyped up for the candy. So be safe out there, as always. Seen a lot of good costumes out here this year. Been seeing a lot of good costumes. Yesterday at Barktoberfest, the dogs were dressed up. Holy mackerel. Some of those dog costumes. There's one that I thought was so funny. It was this little tiny dog. I don't know what kind of dog it was. But it had like a little jockey on its back. Like a horse. It was so cute. Because it's this little tiny dog with this little jockey on the back. And some of the dogs, they had like little, not a skirt. What's the thing?
A tutu.
It had a little tutu on the back of this like big German Shepherd, and there's some pretty. Some of these costumes I was looking at, I was like, man, I don't know how you trained your dogs to be aware. My dog would not let that. He would. Some of these dogs are like just like, yeah, my mom dresses me up every day. Other dogs are just like, yeah, get this off of me. But it was a fun event. It's always nice to be around me. I think that Barktoberfest, by the way. That is a cool event. Like, they need to have that nationwide all over the place. People love dogs, and so everybody likes to show off their dogs. I only saw three dog fights. Yeah. And it was every single one was some little dog trying to attack the big dog. And I was like, you're just a little guy. He's just trying to smell your butt. It's all right. Calm down. Goodness gracious, getting all ramped up. All right, so top three stories here for you. President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block the U.S. House from getting his tax returns. The Dow fell a little bit today, but it closed out the month as the best month since 1976, and the Supreme Court is considering the legality of race-based admissions in college. We talked about it a little bit last hour. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
We're still seeing slowdowns on Highway 90. This is if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway. There's only one lane open in the eastbound direction, so expect some delays on the Causeway. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Out there in the Southern Caribbean, we've got Tropical Storm Lisa. Tropical Storm Lisa, just south of Jamaica. I think I said it was south of Puerto Rico earlier, but now south of Jamaica. And it's headed towards the Yucatan Peninsula. It's headed towards Belize, Guatemala, and then Mexico. And it's going to enter into Mexico and drop down to a tropical depression. But then there's a chance it could enter the Gulf from there. And if it does... Who knows what, right? I mean, we know once it enters the Gulf, it's just like, it could head towards Texas. It could just fizzle out and be nothing, or it could develop, it could strengthen, and who knows. This time of year, though, they don't usually start to strengthen. Water's starting to cool down. Things are looking pretty good. So I think we're going to be safe, but it is one that we'll keep an eye on. There's another disturbance that only has like a 10, 20% chance of development out there in the middle of the Atlantic. Not even worried about it because it's, it's not even going to, like, even if it develops into something, its direction is just to head, like, towards Europe. So it's far, far away in GGS planes. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go to our News Radio 92.3 hotline to who we got? James. Hey, James, you're on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. What's on your mind, James?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, I got a question. I still got my early voting ballot in the mail sitting on my desk. When is the last day to fill that out and send it in via mail?
Oh, boy. Because, yeah, we have 8 days till the election. The last mail-in date that you can send it, I'll look it up in the commercial break. We'll come back and let you know, just for sure.
Okay. All right. Do I just listen on the air?
Yep, just listen on the air, man.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, and we'll try to be informative and dependable coming up next. Stick around. To answer the caller's question, James, the deadline for a vote by mail ballot is they have to receive it by 7 p.m. on election day. But they recommend that you have it returned a week before election day, which would be tomorrow. So basically try to fill it out as soon as possible and send it in is at this point in time. But it's got to be received by 7 p.m. election day, regardless of postmark. So it doesn't matter if like you mailed it today and it got lost in the mail, and finally it doesn't. Yeah, they just, as long as they have it by election day, and it's all good. So, but they recommend getting it one week before election day to account for any unforeseen events and things like that. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story as well. Fort Lawn Beach is going to ban vaping and smoking on their beaches. That's right. And the parks. Parks and beaches. No voping? No voking or no smaping. It kind of surprised me to see this. There's been a 3 to 4 year battle in the Florida legislature to allow city governments to regulate smoking laws. And they've decided, what the heck, let's just do it. And so they've gone ahead and completely prohibited smoking and vaping at parks and public beaches unless you have filterless cigars. That's okay. That's weird. And the city council had the option to look at designating smoking areas and parking lots, but that failed. So, and apparently their issue is the litter left behind by smoking products. The litter. I didn't think vaping products had litter. That was the whole point of vaping. You guys, they have like the cartridges, like the different flavored cartridges or something, right? But you don't like discharge that on the beach.
Yeah, I just can't see a lot of people not doing it because a sign says so. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see that.
Well, maybe their sign has an invisible force field.
So, yeah.
As you walk
maybe
in.
Maybe some lasers to like zap it out of your hand or
zap
something.
Zap it.
I don't know.
Or they have drones that will immediately just vaporize the cigarette or the vape product.
That's probably it.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be drones hovering overhead. You won't even see them. You whip that sucker out, take a little puff, and it just gets vaporized immediately. Yeah. I think they're going to start doing that with guns, too, in the gun-free zones. You walk into a school with a gun, you just can walk out. You're like, what happened to my gun? It got vaporized by the hidden drone, the invisible drone. Didn't you know? It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The man accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband is now being charged with attempted murder.
The charges that we are filing today include attempted murder, residential burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, false imprisonment of an elder, as well as threats to a public official and their family.
That's San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins. She also announced, she announced that and other charges today against David DePapp. The Justice Department has also charged him with federal crimes. He's accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer after forcing his way into their home. Game 3 of the World Series has been rained out. Bobby, the Phillies were supposed to host the Astros. That game is now moved to tomorrow night. And after a month of cheaper gas, the gas tax holiday ends tomorrow. Gas prices at the pump are going to go up by a quarter. I hate to hear that. Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan says one day Florida may see prices, though, get back down below $3 a gallon.
Nothing's really off the table in terms of how low prices can go, nor really how high prices can go. It's all just dependent on situations that are changing on a daily basis. The Russia invasion of Ukraine, U.S. refining capacity has fallen significantly.
And our average prices we're seeing as of right now, about 312 in Escambia, 316 in Santa Rosa County. Statewide average at 376. So fill up tonight.
Yeah, this is time to fill it up. And, you know, will we see below $3 a gallon gas? Probably not during this presidency. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm just going to say it. Not during this presidency. And, you know, we didn't see it with Obama. Everybody kept saying, it's going to get it. No, it never did. I mean, it did drop below $4 a gallon there towards the end of his presidency, but it still remained in the $3 a gallon range. And then we got Trump. It dropped into the $2, you know, $2.20, $2.40 range for the whole 4 years. And then got another Democrat president, jumped right back over $3 a gallon quickly. And then, of course, with the war in Ukraine, it jumped over four and then eventually five. And, you know, I mean, we're just trying to stay below four. like, please just stay below $4 a gallon. And, you know, we're actually pretty fortunate here. There's a lot of places in the country where, you know, their gas prices are outrageous. So compared to what we in Alabama have, we're pretty fortunate, actually, compared to a lot of other places. So I got family who lives up north in Illinois, and goodness gracious, like, it's like $5.56 a gallon some places in the Chicago area.
Well, even when you just look at the state of Florida, I mean, we're 40 cents or so below what most of the state is. So, yeah. I mean, we're pretty lucky in that regard.
That's true. Yeah, we head down to Miami, and it's not nice. So, for the gas prices, yeah, good point right there as well. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic is clearing up on Highway 90 eastbound. You still will see some slowdowns as you are moving eastbound on Highway 90's causeway out of Pensacola towards Pace, but it is improving. I-10 and I-110 not showing delays, as well as 29 and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111, and it's open enrollment time, and it's time to get the most for your insurance. Call Torgerson Causey today. That's 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So a couple of things here with Elon Musk. He says that the process for the blue verified Twitter badge, the blue check marks, it's going to change. It's going to be revamped. And basically he says the whole verification process is being revamped right now. And they're considering charging users to keep their verified status. He's been trying to, I mean, look, one of the reasons why he bought this thing is because he's wanting to make money. He's not buying it as a charitable service to humanity. So he's trying to figure out, how can I make money at this? Oh, you want a blue check mark? Pay for it. All right, there you go. We'll have to see what happens with that whole thing. Plus, apparently, he is laid off now. He's dissolved the entire 9-person board of directors and is now its sole director, at least for now. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we got an update for you on what the state of Florida is doing as it pertains to puberty blockers and sex reassignment surgeries for minors. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the state of Florida has gone ahead and advanced a rule banning gender surgery and puberty blockers for minors. Basically, this comes about after Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo issued a non-binding guidance to the Florida Department of Health saying there's not enough evidence proving that hormonal treatment and gender reassignment surgery for minors experiencing gender dysphoria was the best course of action. So he asked them to establish a new standard of care based on that guidance. And so now they've come up with this new rule. It still needs to get formally approved. But they come up with this new rule that basically says, yeah, any minors experiencing gender dysphoria cannot have cross-sex hormone treatment or sex reassignment surgery, puberty blockers or sex reassignment surgery, until they're adults. And I saw a recent poll, 78.7% of Americans are against reassignment surgeries and puberty blockers for minorities. 78.7%. I actually kind of thought that was a low number. Thought the number would be higher. Turns out 84% of independents say, yeah, no, none of that for minors. But only 53% of Democrat voters are against it. Wow, kind of a surprise. I mentioned this before. I think one of the best responses to this is what Governor DeSantis said in his debate with Charlie Crist. We don't allow minors to get tattoos, which are permanent. Why would we allow them to get gender reassignment surgery or puberty blockers, which are even more permanent and have wider ranging effects? Very good point. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder.
Thankfully, no lightning or thunder for this Halloween night. Pretty nice night out there. Starting to cool off a little bit. So with that, we'll, you know, be a good night to be doing some trick-or-treating. So, in fact, I think right now it's already getting down to 70 degrees. That's a nice, cool little bit of weather. Dropped down to about 68 here in the next hour or so. And but it's already dark out there, so just be safe as you're out and about with the kiddos trying to get the trick-or-treating. Of course, watch where you're driving in case the little kiddos jumping out and stuff. So, all right, it's let's get to your top three stories, then we'll get to your sports hit. So top three stories. President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to block the U.S. House from getting his tax returns. A judge ruled last week, actually about 2 weeks ago now, that they didn't even have to wait for him to give him the tax returns. They could get them straight from the IRS, in which case Trump's like, no. So he's filed an emergency motion with the Supreme Court to get them to block it. And the Dow has closed its best month since January 1976, the month and year I was born, 46 years ago, a long time ago. That was the best month they've had since then. And the Supreme Court has considered the legality of race-based admissions in colleges, looking at affirmative action. We talked about that a lot because, I mean, look, if they say you can no longer use race when you're looking at college admissions, what will the trickle-down effect be, or trickle-up effect be? Because, I mean, I was just thinking about the Rooney Rule, for example, in the NFL. The Rooney Rule, they just expanded it last year even further, where you have to interview minority coaches before you can get a job. Now they've expanded it so you got to interview minorities for the general manager position, president position, things like that. If the Supreme Court strikes down affirmative action in colleges, will affirmative action, other affirmative action type of cases be, you know, on the chopping block as well, like the Rooney Rule in sports? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. Now, that's a private organization, so it's a little bit different, maybe. I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Game 3 of the World Series has been postponed, been rain delayed. It'll be picked up again tomorrow. The series is tied at 1-1. Coming up at 7:15. Cincinnati Bengals will be playing the Cleveland Browns on ESPN for Monday Night Football. The NBA is underway right now. Charlotte Hornets beating the Sacramento Kings by 13 points already in the second quarter. The 76ers and the Washington Wizards are tied in the second quarter. And just tipping off an NBA TV is the Indianapolis Pacers against the Brooklyn Nets. Nets are up by 3 points. And also, Toronto Raptors are up by just a point against the Atlanta Hawks. NHL hockey underway at the end of the first period. It looks like Buffalo. No, not end of the first period. It's already, yeah, it is. Okay. End of the first period. Buffalo Sabres are beating Detroit Red Wings 1-0. And that game's on ESPN Plus. NHL Network has Carolina Hurricanes playing Washington. And that game, Carolina's up 1-0. Coming up later tonight is LA against St. Louis. Let's get traffic on the fives, and I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. No accidents to report on Highway 90 as well as Highway 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We have posted speeds. And Davis Highway, Scenic Highway also checking in clear. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So we already mentioned that rain postponed the World Series Game 3 to tomorrow. Auburn has fired head coach Brian Harsin after starting off the season 3-5. He finished last season at 6-7. So they're not even going to give him a full two seasons. He's gone. And Jim Harbaugh still upset over Michigan State's attack in the tunnel of a Michigan player. Said today that it's sickening to watch, and he expects at least four players of Michigan State to be suspended. That was all caught on video. I don't know if you've seen it. It is kind of surprising to see. The NFL trade deadline is coming up, and the Bears have sent linebacker Roquan Smith to the Ravens. This is the second high-profile, very good defensive player that the Bears have gotten rid of in a week. Zach Wilson is going to remain the Jets starting quarterback after throwing three interceptions yesterday. You know, the New York media. I mean, they're just, you're the darling initially. Boy, if you don't perform quickly, I mean, it's like being Auburn. Like firing the head coach after going 3-5. They're like, yep, we're ready for a change here already. So with that, he is, but Coach Robert Saleh says, no, he's ours. He's our quarterback. So at least for now, Zach Wilson will remain the quarterback, and the 76ers are going to lose two draft picks for tampering violations during free agency. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Happy Halloween to you. Let's get our sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Little Halloween version. A neighborhood in Michigan City of Wyandotte has canceled the Halloween trick-or-treating. Not the whole city, but a neighborhood in the city canceled their trick-or-treating. Why? Because of a massive roach infestation. Yeah, the city says it's not their fault, but the neighborhood just discovered a roach problem in an abandoned neighborhood. And it was so bad, so intense, they need to keep people from walking through the neighborhood in order to prevent future roach infestation. Huh? Yeah. They said that they're concerned that the roaches would grab onto kids' costumes as they were walking by or walking around. And then, you know, basically the kids are carriers to carry them to other homes and other yards and everything like that. That's how bad this roach infestation is, that they're concerned that kids are going to get attacked by roaches, hitch a ride, and expand throughout the whole neighborhood. Like, how many roaches do you got to have to be able to do that? Oh, my goodness gracious. There was also concern that even if the trick-and-treaters decided they were just going to kill the roaches, just step on them on the sidewalk, that's how many there are. They're like on the sidewalk. You're just walking on the sidewalk. Crunch, 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 crunch. Well, they're concerned even if they did that, even if they did that and killed them, the roaches' eggs could survive and be tracked all over the neighborhood as well. Roach eggs. Yummy. A little Halloween sign of the apocalypse there for you. It's super gross. I do not like roaches.
Like, this story is just making me feel dirty. Like, let alone being in that city has to feel so gross.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking I'd probably have my house up for sale. Oh, I'm not living in this neighborhood anymore. Like, holy cow, that's a lot. That's got to be a bad roach problem if it's got that many. That's crazy. You want to hear a real crazy roach story? All right, so when I lived in the Philippines, of course, it always goes back to the, I'm like, well, back then, when I lived in a third world country, but I used to travel a lot, and sometimes when I was traveling around, I would miss, public transportation would stop at a certain time at night, and I couldn't get back to my place. So I had other people, I would go over to their place, and I would stay, I'd spend the night. And this one place I went to, like, they didn't have an extra bed or couch or nothing, so I had to sleep on the floor. All right, no problem. I did that a lot. I was 20 years old. Who cares? So I, you know, I slept on the floor. I wake up the next morning, and my eye is swollen shut. It's so, like, something bit me, and my eye was swollen shut. So I go to a doctor, and I'm like, hey, I don't know what's going on. Like, it kind of hurts, and but it's, like, real puffy and everything. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's, like, looking at everything. He goes, oh, yeah, something bit you on your eyelid. And I'm like, my eyelid? He goes, yeah, it looks like a roach bite. I was like, are you joking with me? Like, this ain't funny. You're a doctor. You shouldn't be messing with people like this. He's like, no, I'm serious. This looks like a roach bite. I was like, roaches don't bite. And he goes, some of them do. And I was like, get me out of this country.
Okay, weird question, but do you sleep with your mouth open?
Probably. Yeah, I do snore, so apparently, yeah, I do. So you think the roach is in my stomach now?
Maybe, hopefully not now.
Oh, okay.
But
no. Might have ended up there.
Do you think that? Maybe?
No. No. I would have woke up. Dadgum it. I would have thought I would have woke up if he was crawling on my face.
And biting you.
And biting me. And instead, I woke up in the morning and my eyes swollen. Like, what happened? I don't know. You got bit. I didn't wake up when it bit me? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would creep me out. So I still to this day don't know if that like that's real or if that doctor's just like, I bet it was. Because there's a lot of superstition in the Philippines, too. So he's like, it was a vampire. Like, what? I don't really know if it's, but it still freaks me out to this day that there's a possibility that a roach could bite you. Does it lay eggs inside your eyeball? Okay, we'll stop there. It's Pensacola right now. It's Halloween. You're the one that can put up with that stuff more than me. No, yeah, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom, plus other Halloween stories or other Halloween facts for you coming up next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, good point here from the text. An abandoned neighborhood? That's spooky. That's true. Like, what if you're one of the people who lives in an apartment and you drive to neighborhoods to go trick-or-treating and you pull up to that neighborhood and everything's just like, nope, not here. And then you're like, oh, let's just go try anyway. Like, you don't know about the roach infestation of the neighborhood and that's why it's all shut down. And so you start walking in the streets with your kids. And next thing you know, the kids get in the car and roaches just like come flying out of their bags and stuff all over the car. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't like scary stuff and I don't like bugs like that either. That was actually one thing that was hard moving back down here because I grew up in Tennessee, lived in Texas for 10 years, 13 years. And then when I got in radio kind of moved you around all over the place. And so I lived in like Illinois and Iowa and Ohio. And then when I finally moved back down here after like 10 plus years, I was like, what's up with all the bugs in Florida? It was like a little hard to get used to. David probably knows what I'm talking about with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd never seen anything like that. Well, the palmetto bugs.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. They're nasty.
They're terrible. They're horrible. First one I saw, I was ready to run. I had to run.
Yeah. 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 And it'll chase you too if it's in the right, you know, it's in that kind of that attitude. So, and that's the other thing too. See, up north, it gets so cold with the snow and stuff, bugs all die off. It kills off all the bugs. And so, like, the bugs have to restart their population every spring. Like, they got to rebuild. So, by the time it gets like, oh man, there's a lot of mosquitoes out and a lot of gnats and stuff like this. Well, then it's starting to get cold again. They all die off again. But here, it's like they just kind of pause a little bit and then they just ramp back up and just start reproducing even more. So, it's like nonstop.
See, I was born and raised in Florida, so at the age of 3, I was like killing cockroaches in the garage and stuff and catching lizards.
Yeah. I'm just surprised, like, I forgot about it. Like I said, I grew up in Tennessee, slugs, you know, palmetto bugs, roaches, all this other stuff. And then, but after 10 years up north, then come back down here, I was just like, dadgum, there's a lot of bugs down here. Well, and lizards.
They're bad enough to take over whole neighborhoods, as you've been. Yeah.
Exactly. But so that nothing to sneeze at right there. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, as well as 90 and 29. See something else, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, a former heavyweight boxer from Montenegro was arrested in Florida this week for trafficking 20 tons of cocaine. Authorities say Goran Ganek was using commercial container ships to transport $1 billion worth of cocaine from Colombia to Europe via the United States. Apparently, 3 of these shipments were seized in 2019, including 3,000 pounds of cocaine in a secret compartment on a ship that was found in the port of New York, another 37,000 pounds in the port of Philadelphia. Ganek was arrested this week trying to get on a flight in Miami.
Oh, my goodness. Wonder what his cut of that $1 billion is going to be.
not enough to pay for the rest of his life that he'll be spending in prison, probably.
Yeah, goodness gracious. Yeah, that's a it's a horrific story on Halloween. So, you know. All right. Happy Halloween to you, by the way. If I had time, I was going to share. You know what? I'll share it real quick. So, I mean, I don't share a lot of my personal stuff and everything, but I am recently divorced after 20 years. And but here's a sign that maybe it was not meant to be. Honeymoon night. I was broke when we got married, and I got a little place out in the middle of nowhere out west. And we went there. When we pull up to the place, there's no other cars parked in the parking lot. We go to the front desk. The lady walks us upstairs, goes up these round staircase, takes us down this hallway. As we're going down the hallway, they had like those porcelain dolls on little tables just in the hallway, just sitting there. Not lying. We go all the way down. She takes us to the top floor. We go all the way down. She opens up these doors, and there's this like wing of this building that's black. Like they don't have any lights on. She turns the lights on, takes us down to our room, and she's like, here's your room. And we're like, okay, weird. Go into the room. And then later in the night, like we're hungry. So I was like, let's go get something to eat down the lobby. So we open up the door to the hallway, pitch black, no lights on. Like, what the what? Had to go turn the lights on in the hallway on ourselves. Go over to the stairs to go down the circular staircase. No lights downstairs. Walk down there, pitch black. I couldn't find the lights. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go. Let's go to a store or a grocery store or something. Go get something to eat. We try to open up the doors. The doors were locked. They had us locked in. And then I turn around and I see a door open underneath the staircase. And I told my new bride, I don't think that door was open before when we came down here. That was it. Like, we were both running up the stairs. She crawled over me on the stairs to get me. We get to the room, and we're like, we're putting like furniture in front of the door. Like, there's an axe murderer in this freaking place. There was no cars in the parking lot. It was snowing. And she was like, we're going to die here. And I'm like, not me. I can jump out this window and run. I can reach that tree from this window. That was my honeymoon night. The next day we left that place. We're like, yeah, we're out of here. So, yeah. Somehow made it work for 20 years, though. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.